David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 251. So I feel as if maybe today's dollop is a little bit of a cheat, but I was just about to write today's dollop, and then I was contacted by my friend Ruth, who is currently in Northern Ireland, and she was listening to an Irish radio station. She had the radio on, and there was an Irish talk show. She said, "You've got to listen to this, it's absolutely crazy." So I went online and listened. And indeed it was crazy. It's unlike anything that you get in that I've heard in sort of English radio. I mean, for a start, they're allowed to swear. And this is proper terrestrial radio, FM radio. And as well as all the swearing, the other weird thing about this particular talk show format is the fact that they have more than one caller on at a time. They have more than two callers on at a time. Often they have three or four callers just all talking at the same time. So you've got three or four callers and the presenter, and they're all just talking together. It's chaos, but it's brilliant. It was unbelievably compelling. So I thought I'd play a little clip. They're talking about eating animals, and a vegan comes on the programme who's rather angry, and all hell breaks loose, basically. So I'm going to play this. It's a bit of a different dollop to usual. As I say, I sort of feel as if I'm cheating a little bit, and I'm not planning on making a habit of just playing clips from other shows and that kind of thing. I think that's not really in the spirit of the dollop, but I think we can afford a one-off. This is a Northern Irish talk show on 4FM. It is quite swear-laden, but if it's good enough for terrestrial Northern Irish radio, it's good enough for David's Daily Digital Dollop. Here we go.
There's absolutely
we have been for thousands of years eating.
Excuse me, don't mind your thousands of years. Don't mind your, we are herbivores. We are not omnivores or carnivores.
New age bullshit.
We do not, excuse me. You see, once a vegan gets on here, it's all mouth and mouth with all of you, you know? I wish more vegans got on the stage here. Humans don't even have a killing instinct.
Of course we have a killing instinct.
No, you don't have a killing instinct.
Yes, we
it's
do.
It's sport, it's tradition, it's culture.
What scientist has said that?
What?
What science has said we don't have a killing instinct?
Biology.
Are you reading this on Wikipedia or something?
Excuse
Is that where you're getting your information
from? Where are you getting
from?
Your shit from, mate? Okay?
From eating meat around me, from walking into shops and seeing packet meat on shelves, from going out and shooting the animals myself. That's where I'm getting it from.
Yeah, right. And it's lovely, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it's quite tasty.
Yeah, it's murder, it's slaughter, that's all it is. You've no right to take the life of another species.
It's new on my arse. Are you telling me that when you drive down a road that you don't squash a fly in the windscreen?
That's out of my control, accidental.
That's not out of your control, walk instead.
I'm not contributing to any murder.
And it must be a quick trip to Lidl or Aldi for you to in and out and get the, cabbage or whatever
grains,
it is.
Lentils.
I'll educate you then. Listen, smart arse. You see, there you are, Niall and Co. Smart arse again.
I'm just saying.
I'll tell you what,
seeds,
Niall. You don't have a clue, Niall. Look at the non-dairy section. See how healthy all that stuff is. Without the animal secretions in your stomach.
The animal secretions in your stomach.
Oh, what you call dairy products.
Oh, God. Sounds
what you call dairy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love cow milk, by the way.
Oh, that body fluid in your stomach.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
I love it. You can't beat a good glass of milk.
Piss, shit, and
cold milk.
Piss, shit, and guts.
Yeah. But you hate the truth, Niall. You hate the truth.
Yeah, I do. That's what they pasteurise it just to make sure that I have all the piss, shit, and guts in my stomach.
Some blood in your milk, by the way.
Yeah, that's what they you do realise they pasteurise milk for a reason, don't you?
You have no fucking clue.
Do you understand why they pasteurise milk, don't you?
My arse. They're lies.
Oh, that's lies. Oh,
it's all fucking lies to protect themselves.
That's why we're all dropping dead like flies from drinking milk, so.
Plants and fruit won't give you disease.
I know a guy that worked in an abattoir, and he told me how they kill the animals here in Ireland. And they stun them. Yes, they hang them upside down, they slit their throats. But they stun them, firstly, with a probe to either side of their temples. They are complete out of it.
No,
don't interrupt me a minute now. Just leave me.
They're still conscious. That's a lie.
No. So this is what I was told, right?
No lies.
And... oh, will you just leave me finish? I did believe this particular guy because he's a good friend of mine. And this is what he did.
Okay, well, hang on, Connor. Let her finish and then I'll let you come back in on it, all right?
So they're stunned and they don't actually know what's happening to them.
Nice.
So then I went to Hong Kong. I was brought to a place called the West Market. There were chickens stuffed into cages, maybe tiny, tiny cages, maybe 15, 16 of them.
They're all psycho.
He's a vegan and, you know, he's going to disagree with it all, Catherine, because he's a vegan anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wouldn't matter it wouldn't matter if the chickens were in 3-bedroom apartments. He still would be against it.
Niall, you're a little smart arse, Niall, when you want to get a dig in.
Well,
you love your own mouth, Niall.
I'm chicken every day of my life.
You love your own voice, Niall.
I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I do interfere with myself on a regular basis. Listening to my own voice. Yeah. That's what I do, Connor, at home. When I go home at night, I listen to my show back again and I play it myself.
Would you rip your wife?
I think, Excuse me, can I just say, you're the one that's sounding the love of your own voice now at the moment, because I was asked to go on this
that's
show
what
and I'm
here.
That's
what they rape animals.
They rape animals.
And the farm, yeah, agriculture, yeah.
Raped
and
so what he's talking about is he's talking about the fact that for to get milk, of course, from cows, they must be pregnant, and we inseminate the animals.
Come on.
Of course it is. Hand up the arse, up the vagina.
We're all carnivores. Well, I think we are.
Look at our digestive system. We're herbivore.
We actually have the digestive system of an omnivore, actually, but however, if you want to insist on that, Connor, you can.
Look, Niall, I've heard you say this before.
As human beings have evolved, our digestive systems have got shorter, which means that we can't consume meat in the way we would have thousands and thousands of years ago, and that's because primarily we do eat a lot of fruit and vegetables now as well. So our digestive system has adapted to both eating fruit and vegetables and also eating meat as well. But we must cook the meat.
We're herbivore. Obviously it's not natural if you have to cook it.
But you cook vegetables too, you fool.
We eat them raw as well.
Who eats vegetables raw? Very few people eat vegetables raw.
Vegans,
yeah. Well, most people cook them.
Why is that man shouting?
Why is he shouting?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm angry and upset.
He should feed many vegetables. He needs a bit of meat.
You haven't got a fucking clue. So proud of yourself killing animals, aren't you? You're sick fuck.
Oh,
you're a psycho if you kill animals.
Me.
You're a psycho if you kill animals.
Liam, would you kill an animal yourself?
Oh, well, I've choked a few chickens in my day.
You've choked a few chickens?
Yeah,
but you have.
I'd say
you have.
I'd say you have, all right, yeah.
That
didn't come out the way you meant it to come out, I'd say you've choked the chicken, all right. Sorry.
Is he into bestiality as well?
No.
What are you saying? Jesus, why are you that man?
Of course you haven't a fucking clue what I'm saying.
Connor, if an animal had died of natural causes, do you mind if we eat it then?
That depends what you pick up from it, doesn't it?
I'll answer the question.
Right, don't cook it and don't season it, then eat it then, will you?
That's not what I fucking asked you. Just answer a straight question, will you?
I'll ask you another one back.
Oh, God.
Will you ask me
after you answer the question? Please, answer the question.
He's going to ask you if a potato died of natural causes, which is...
Oh, sweet lantern, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like you think plants have feelings. Bullshit talk.
So you're ashamed to be a human being. What would you rather be?
Well, look at what we've done to the planet, We're the problem to the planet.
Yeah, look, I mean, you're right. Look what we've done to the planet.
Yeah. Niall, you'll always be a little dickhead.
Look what we've done to this world.
Yeah. I'm glad you can make a joke of it, Niall.
What have we done, huh?
Yeah.
What about sunrise? What about sunrise? What about rain? What have we done? What about all the things
that you said we were to gain? Connor, you fucking left-wing lunatic. Do you eat lentils? Do you eat chickpeas?
I eat anything but dead animals.
Okay, so where do you get your chickpeas from?
The ground.
The ground. So do you eat them raw?
I can do, yeah.
You can't. Oh, go fuck yourself. You can do.
Let me
what if you can feed like a fucking donkey? Stop being such a fucking.
Go on,
like,
don't be a dickhead. Talk normal. Talk normal. Come on.
No, Connor,
don't be a little tosser. Talk normal to me. Ask me a question. Be civilized.
When you dig stuff up, Connor, when you dig stuff up, have you ever killed a worm digging it up?
Excuse me. I'm telling you that I've. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Don't be a little dickhead and listen for a minute. Right? Don't be a little dickhead. You're cushy.
You shouted down there. Right? Come on before you.
Cushies, you're all the fucking same. Listen to me. You're a mouth in no action. You're a sick psycho. You're a sick psycho fuck. Do you know that?
All right, listen, on that note, I'm going to have to wrap it. Thanks, Patrick. Thanks, Steve, Connor, and Julian, and everybody else who got involved in that.